Terrence Howard is an actor who's gained a lot of attention recently from his appearances on Joe Rogan's podcast. Some people think he's a genius, some think he's insane, but actually what's going on is he's possessed and influenced by demons. Here's some of the wild claims Terrence says that makes some people claim he's a genius.
Because the universe is based off of equanimity, which Einstein left out in his theory of relativity, the balancing side of the gravity, gravity was caused by electric force. Electricity is always seeking a higher pressure condition.
Terrence makes huge claims trying to connect multiple very complex issues, and he does this just using large fancy words and with very little explanation or evidence.
Supersymmetry means that all things come together, fit together, relate to each other. They're self-referential, and they are from a fractal that comes back to that same fractal space.
When you listen to Terrence talking, he eventually lets out how he got this information, and he openly admits he didn't get this himself, but he received it from entities.
And then when I was about 5 years old, I had another dream, and the room filled up with like this fluid, a dark fluid, and I could see the ripples of it moving around, and there was a being there, and I remember being walked through that fluid with him.
These are the teachings of demons that Terrence is getting to lead you on an endless quest of knowledge and never come to the truth of Jesus Christ and the Bible. Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
What, can I ask you, Terrence, before we go any further, what was the inspiration for diving into this? Like, what revelation did you have that caused you to start looking at this as a 3D structure and the space inside of it?
They're going to call me crazy again, but when I was 42 and had been kicked out of the world as a result of the allegations, I had another dream. And that same being woke me up and took me back to where I was when I was a child. And I saw I started putting the pieces together, the all shapes.
Now, the Spirit expressly says that in latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. So why would these demonic entities choose Terrence to lead him down this endless path of knowledge where he eventually gets to the conclusion that he thinks that he's God?
Everything is just one great being. We're all God. That's what Jesus was talking about. That's what Buddha was talking about. It's recognizing the divinity in you.
Well, Terrence has chosen to open his soul and his spirit to the spirit realm in order to be a better actor.
As an actor, you're more like a medium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you really get there, you go into this zone and you really divorce yourself of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you just become a garment that something else puts on. Now,
right.
A lot of people sit up there and do impersonations of other folks,
mm-hmm.
you know, instead of allowing that spirit, you know, but I sit up and I'll pray for a little bit and go in a dark place,
mm-hmm.
go in a bathroom, turn off the lights, look in the mirror. We'll have the light on at first, and then after 1 minute, turn the light off and, you know, and search until you see your own glow, your own aura, and then you watch it change.
Wow.
And it's a scary thing because you'll feel like some hands are on you.
Wow.
And you lose a little bit of control of what you're doing, mm-hmm. but, you know, if you stay with it, you know, you'll be inhabited by mm-hmm. something, and then you walk out and the character's
wow.
with you, and you got to know how to say goodbye to it.
Right.
If you really want to
yeah,
get there.
Right,
now,
yeah.
A lot of people are afraid,
mm-hmm.
you know, to empty themselves mm-hmm. and be filled up with something else.
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. There are spiritual forces at work around us at all times. And if you open yourself up, like Terrence explains that he did, to any type of spirit that you would allow to come into you, you will be inhabited by these evil spirits and led astray by Satan and his minions. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Another reason I believe Terrence Howard is being influenced by demonic spirits is how he mocks and belittles the biblical stories. Here he tries to downplay the incredible miracle of walking on water and attributes it to something he's doing.
I've made some discoveries in my own personal life with the science that, you know, Pythagoras was searching for. I was able to open up the flower of life properly and find the real wave conjugations that we've been looking for 10,000 years. Why would I continue, you know, walking on water for tips when I've got an entire generation to teach a whole new world?
This actually sounds very similar to the pride of Satan that got him kicked out of heaven. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Here again, Terrence mocks another biblical story, whether he knows he's doing it or not, but he speaks about an encounter that he had with an entity that came to him in a dream, offered to give him anything he wanted, power, money, or whatever, and he chose to understand how everything works.
He said to me, if you could have anything in the world, what would it be? Now, we were really poor. My dad had just gotten out of prison, you know, for manslaughter. I didn't have much, but I said to him, I want to know how everything works.
This is actually a demonic mocking of Solomon's dream that he had with God. In 1 Kings 3, 5-28, God appears to Solomon in a dream and asks him what he wants. Solomon replies that he wants wisdom and knowledge to properly govern God's people. God is pleased with Solomon's request and grants him wisdom as well as wealth and honor. Biblically, we know of a few different demonic possessions and influences on people and what that manifests like. The most common is when people are possessed and they lose complete control of their body and become violent in one way or another. Then they brought him to him, and when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "Deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more." Then the spirit cried out, convulsed him greatly, and came out of him. That is the most common type of demonic possession that we hear about in the Bible. But there's also another type where the demons inhabit the person and lead them to teach false doctrines and false ways. 2 Timothy 3:7 tells us about these doctrines of demons. Revelation 2:14 is another reference to this. But I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit sexual immorality. The Bible prophesied that many deceptions will come upon humanity, and people will choose to listen to interesting fables over biblical truths. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. At some point in the future, false teachers won't just have incredible-sounding fables and interesting theories, they'll have signs and wonders accompanying them. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. This is why it's so important to be constantly in prayer, praying for discernment, pray for the full armor of God to be on you, and constantly be in the Word of God, so you're not led astray by the deceptions of the world. For Terrence Howard and anyone else who's lost in false, interesting sounding fables, you can come back to Jesus just like the prodigal son. You can go from being lost in these ideas to being found in Jesus Christ. It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. The only way to truth, life, and full understanding of ourselves, of God, and the creation we live in is through Jesus Christ. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And if you turn to Jesus and believe in him and his word with everything that you are, he will be right there waiting for you with open arms. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.